I'm Lieutenant Jason Schrag, Public Information Officer at Pelican Bay State Prison, and I approve this podcast.
Hey everyone, Paul Kritz here with a quick update about the podcast and the audio journalism classes at Pelican Bay State Prison. After a lengthy shutdown last year for the Delta surge, we were finally able to resume in-person classes and the production of this podcast last October inside the Bay. With a mostly new bunch of students, we hit the ground running with a new stress placed on teaching the guys how to produce the podcast themselves from start to finish. In the past, we'd record something and I would produce the content outside of class. This saved time and freed up my students to focus on what they wanted to say. But I had several students tell me they really wanted some hands-on learning, the mics and mixer, the software, what the hell compression is, things like that. So this newest iteration of the audio journalism class and Pelican Bay Unlocked was all about the guys learning a craft, something they can use, how to set up and record and edit and produce. We recorded some conversations, introductions, some audio to set the stage and let you, the listener, get a handle on just who these guys were. And just as we were about to hit play on this new generation of Unlocked, another shutdown, this one due to Omicron. And two more months of no classes. Then finally in March, the Bay opened back up and we were able to resume the classes and production and pick up where we'd left off. And that's what this episode of Unlocked is all about. An introduction to the new audio journalism class in B Yard. And, unlike any previous Unlocked, this one was recorded, edited, and produced entirely by the guys in blue.
This is David coming from Pelican Bay A Yard, introducing each other into this new chapter of Pelican Bay Unlocked, getting to know each other and our thoughts on the pandemic.
Okay, today we're here on, well, we could say this is the new audio journalism class. We're starting from the pandemic. We were shut down for a while when the pandemic started. And there's a new group, there's two of us that are, we started the podcast at the beginning of everything, me and Barry. And Paul came back, and we welcome him back to the class and to the yard. And who is the first member of the new podcast, the audio journalism? Who am I speaking to?
This is Thomas Ryan Montesino, a member of the new podcast for 2021, right here with Henry Ruiz. I'll be going by the name just Thomas, but yeah, right here.
And how did you feel when, because you're aware of the audio journalism class before, right?
Yes, I was aware of it.
And that, how do you feel now that you're a part of it?
I was surprised to get to duck it, but being a part of it, it gave me something to just think about what we're going to talk about, what the conversation is going to be, because coming in here, being this third, second time in the classroom, I really have no idea where we're going with it as far as interviews. So.
Well, from what you know, I mean, because we've been keeping up on it since we've got shut down and we've started a lot of things, and it's kind of a big deal because we've been on the news, newspapers and all that, and you're aware of that already.
Yes, yes, yes.
So those are the things you're going to be involved in as well as it picks up. And I know it's a little nerve-wracking sometimes to, you know, be in front of people speaking, and then at times you're going to have to be doing interviews yourself.
Sure.
Are you prepared for that?
Yo, definitely.
That's right. That's what we're trying to have everybody with an open mind in this group. And, you know, it's good that you feel excited that you're part of the group.
And oh, yeah. I'm here to loan my voice and talk about whatever topic it is, where we're going to go with it.
My name is Michael Carter. You can call me Mike Dog.
Mike Dog?
Mike.
Okay, just Mike. All right. Yeah. That's my bad.
Yeah, Mike Dog.
Mike Dog. Okay,
yeah, how y'all doing,
right,
man? How y'all doing?
That's good. And how long you been right here in Pelican Bay?
About 2 years.
Okay, so have you already were aware of the podcast before?
Yeah, I heard it like this one, and I heard the Ear Hustling one that was on, like, you know, that be on like the institutional channels and all that. Give us a chance to get our voice out and all that, get our voice heard and everything. I think it's a good opportunity, you know, just for those of us that got opinions on certain things that's affect us and even just people out there in the world, you know, just if you got an opinion, might as well lend it, you know.
Yeah, if you want everybody to know that, you know, it's just not negative in here, there's always something positive.
Yeah, that part, yeah.
Because they said that, you know, they get the stigma out here because everybody's messing up all the time.
Yeah, that's definitely not the case. You got people going home left and right, that beat life sentences, you know, like that they like started off pretty bad but then wound up like they last like 10-15 years, start doing good, then they finally went home because all the new laws passing and all that.
That's the good thing. That's why we're glad. And you know,
I got life as well.
We're all lifers in here, but you know, things change, and you know, we can try to get out. And like how Thomas was saying, you know, how he's inspired about being in the class now, and you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking, but are you prepared to do interviews and all that too when you get around people?
Yeah, I'm prepared for it. I'm made for it.
My name is Jesse Durant. You call me Jesse.
All right, Jesse. And you were aware of the podcast before this?
Excuse me?
You were already aware of the
podcast? I was aware of the podcast before this.
Have you had heard any of the episodes?
No, I haven't.
All right. So, but you know, like, there's music behind everything, and then, like, you have to tell your story and all that.
Yes.
How long you been down?
I've been down 8 years.
All right. So how much time you got?
I got life.
Okay, so yeah. You pretty much kind of started it off already and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, things have changed and everything, but how do you feel about being a part of this group?
I just feel like it's a good opportunity for me to learn.
Who else we got with you right here?
Yeah, we got Tony Wilson right here. You guys can call me Tony.
All right, Tone Loke.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing today?
Good. How about yourself? So I know you from around the yard a little bit, so you've already been aware about the podcast and everything. How do you feel about being in the class?
Oh, it's pretty great so far. It's a lot of good vibes and stuff up in here.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, teach everybody and shed a light on the outside world, you know, that we're all in here trying to work together and, you know, do stuff positive.
Yeah, overcome our situation, you know, make each other better, stuff like that. I'm all with it.
That's good. I heard you earlier, we was, you know, just experimenting on things. You had some little flow, so you plan on making some music for the podcast and when we put stuff out or what? You can't get shy now.
It depends, you know. Music is like a mood thing. It really depends on what type of mood I'm in, but it depends. I might.
That's right. What do you hope to achieve while you're in here?
Well, I actually hope to achieve how to journalism. Because I'm real interested in that.
Okay.
Like interviewing people and stuff like that. That's what I hope to achieve.
Yeah, that's good. And you'll learn a lot more, you know, like producing and all that stuff, and how to work with computers. And there's a lot to learn from this class, you know, and that's the best thing about it. You know, journalism is a big thing because it gets people's voices out there. So and there's different ways to do it. But, you know, that's good that you're trying to open your mind to do that.
Yeah, and I appreciate the teacher, too, for taking his time and working with us. And he could be doing a million different things.
Yeah.
Real cool dude. I like it. I like the class.
Yeah, we appreciate all the time everybody comes from the streets. You know, it opens doors for us, you know, instead of us being locked in a cell all the time.
Exactly.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, who do we got next right here?
My name is David Ventura. I'll go by David.
All right, David. Welcome to the class. You know, this is a new thing for you guys, but we're trying to I'm not sure if you heard the episodes before. Have you?
I've heard them. I was my Sally was Daniel. I've heard all the
Okay, so he had them.
Yes, I've had them.
Alright, did that encourage you to get involved, especially now that you're involved in it?
Sure, I've asked them to recommend me to this class, and I'm real interested to see how far we could go with it and shine light to the environment we have in here and teach people that it ain't all that bad.
Yeah, because, you know, if that's good that you kind of pretty much heard all the episodes so you know what it's fully about. And then that's when you could, you know, kind of... Because we're trying to not just, like, have it just get thrown to the curb, you know? We're trying to make sure it's a stepping stone for a lot of other people besides us already in the group.
Yeah, I agree. It's a very good, you know, program for people outside to get a better understanding of the stuff we go through in here. And, not only that, there's a lot of families out there that want to actually know what we go through and how we're living. We said earlier to talk about the pandemic and how it affected us in here. And for people out there to really understand really what you're going through in here, because you're boxed in and you don't really have no way to reach out to your family when they really need you. And that's what they really need to know of how your real feelings are.
Yeah, because this is going to be a new voice. As before, we were really tripping on, like, we never thought about how the world got shut down until now it really happened. So, you know, it has an effect on us in here. And then our family, we know like totally they're free and they have other opportunities to do stuff, but then they're shut down. We're kind of used to being shut down when, you know, out of nowhere, but it still has a hard effect on us and them too.
Yeah, it was a lot easier for us than the streets for sure. They had to learn how to be shut down. This was normal to us.
Yeah, yeah. And the only closest thing I can think of right before everything started was Paul did the challenge, the cell challenge, and it was like kind of like, wow, everybody had to do it after that.
Jinxed us.
My name is Jacob Lopez. You can call me Jacob.
All right, Jacob, how do you feel about being in this class?
I feel cool. I like this class so far.
You feel like you're going to learn a lot from this class?
Yeah, I feel like I am going to learn a lot, something different. Looking forward to it.
How much time do you have?
I have about 10 more years.
Well, how long have you been down?
14.
Oh, 14 years, huh?
Yeah.
And during your time, when did you want to become part of a group and start, you know, changing your ways?
Probably about 2 years ago. My last shoe, I seen it wasn't working for me, so I figured I'd try something new.
All right. How old are you right now?
I'm 33. Just turned 33 a few days ago.
All right, all right. So you're still young, and then, you know, you could shed a light on everything in here, you know, to help people out there and stuff.
Yeah.
So this gives you a little stepping stool for, you know, to share things from, you know, from the inside out.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, what would you like to share with the people out there?
I think since I've been down, I've been a better person. A more rehabilitated person, leaning towards more of a positive programming type thing. So the longer I've been down, I just come to realize that definitely it's helped me a little bit to rehabilitate myself.
Yeah, your thoughts on the pandemic and how life has changed, you know, and all the stuff that since you've been down right now.
Oh yeah, life has changed dramatically, especially the pandemic. It's a crazy world out there now. It's different, even in here. People taking people's lives, everything. So it's definitely different.
Yeah, you know, before the pandemic, you were just, you know, going about your day and nothing has changed. And then all of a sudden this comes, this is all new to us.
Yeah.
From the time, because, you know, this happened years ago.
Yeah.
So, but this is something new, and at least you still kept your head straight, mm-hmm. and stayed focused, and, you know, you didn't really let it get you from, you know, yeah, you were locked in your cell all the time and all that.
Yeah.
So you're still strong. What did you do while you were in your cell? Did you study and stay focused?
Oh yeah, stay busy. Drawing, reading, the basic stuff. Got to keep the mind going.
All right, all right.
Staying productive.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, as long as you're in the group, you know, mm-hmm. you're gonna be prepared to interview people and all that stuff.
Yes, yes, hell yeah, I am.
Yeah, because, you know, when it comes to that, it's better that, you know, you help them, and then they're going to have questions for you. And so you just, you know, people from the streets and all that, depending on the stuff we do.
Yeah.
You know, just let them know that you're, you know, a human being.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. They forget that.
Yeah, they forget that. So, you know, it's good to have you. And later on down the line that you'll give your introduction of, like, who you are and everything to the people out there. So they'll hear from you more.
Okay, looking forward to it. Thank you.
Yep. Who do we have next to you?
Hi, my name is Gabriel Frankel.
How long you been down?
Going on 10 years.
All right. How much time do you have?
I got life.
All right. All right. So, you know, this group is, you know, encouraging to you for to do better, right?
Yeah.
So what would you like to share with the people out there, you know, as, you know, pertaining to this group and the pandemic and all the changes that you've witnessed in here?
Well, it's a new experience to me, and I'm just looking forward to this experience and seeing what I can learn from it and maybe grow as a person and get different perspectives.
Yeah, because that's the main thing. You know, we're all new to, like, these groups and all that, and we're all learning from them. So we're growing as well as we're doing this. You know, this is all new to us. Well, I was the first part of the first time when the podcast started. But right now, it's going to be a good thing that we have new people to share this light with, you know?
Yeah, I just want to see what new perspectives I could gain.
Yeah.
And, see how it goes.
It's going to be a little nerve-wracking at times, you know. Are you going to be able to, you know, interview other people and stuff? Or
hey. In time, yeah, I feel like I'll be able to. Just right now, I just need to get up out of my shell.
All right, all right. So, you know, it's all good. It's, you know, everybody has their little shells to build from, but this is a good stepping stone from there.
Yeah.
But it's good to have you in the class, and, you know, we're all here to learn new things, and we're here to help each other out. So,
yeah.
But it's good talking to you.
All right, good talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
Too. All right, now.
Hey, this is Tony AR, Pelican Bay Facility, and I'll be interviewing
Barry Woods.
Barry Woods today, our special podcast up in here. I'll start off asking you a few questions, man. So you've been in this class for some time now. So what have you got out of this class?
What have I gotten out of the class?
Yes.
Well, It started off as an audio journalism class. What didn't start off as audio journalism, it really started off as a journalism class, but it morphed into what it is now, which is the podcast, but it's quasi journalism class. Now, what I hope to get out of the class is to learn journalism and all the aspects of journalism, how to create a podcast and to go on to earn a journalism degree.
Oh, so you'll be interested in taking up journalism when you get out of here?
Before I get out.
Oh, before you get out of here. Okay, so that's real good. That's real nice to know, because I would be interested in doing the same thing. So, if you don't mind, what type of, interviews or what type of journalism would you like to do?
Just general journalism, and specifically dealing with social issues and criminal justice and prison reform, which is what my passions are.
Okay, and if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been incarcerated?
I'll be starting my 33rd year this month.
Oh, yeah, that's longer than I've been on earth. I'm 31 years old.
And hopefully you'll get out.
So you've been around a pretty long time. So, from when you first started and now, how have it changed for better or for worse?
Well, everything has its pros and cons, but it's looking back from where everything was when I first came into where we're at now, it's much better. Because there's greater opportunities for you to reform yourself or rehabilitate yourself. So in that aspect, a lot has changed, because a lot that was going on back then, you don't have to focus on, and you can actually focus on bettering yourself and not worry about all the other aspects of the things that are going on around the yard that's negative or that's counterproductive to you rehabilitating yourself.
So basically, from when you was coming up in the system and when we was coming up in the system, it was a lot harder back then than it is now. Do you think that people in general, we can even say yourself, fully appreciate the pros that we get right now?
Was there, see, on your comparison to say it was harder then than it was now, that's not true. It's still hard today. See, if anybody come in and have a misperception that prison is easy, you're fooling yourself about what prison is, because this is not a fun place to be at. So I would never do a comparison like that to say, was it easier or harder then or easier now? It's still difficult. It's what you want out of life will determine whether or not you stay here or whether you transcend back into society.
Yeah, and I was basically just talking on a violence level and stuff like that, because we really haven't experienced
the greater violence
that you guys have, and hopefully we don't have to. But I'm just saying, yourself included, do you think that you fully are able to appreciate the things that we got going now versus the things that was taking place when you was coming up?
Yes, I do. Because at that junction, that when all the hostilities were taking place in prison, there wasn't any programming. So this would not have existed, and or none of the educational program or the self-help programs that are taking place in prison right now, because they had defunded all these programs in prison. So in at that aspect, yes, I am very grateful for what's taking place now.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear you say you thankful for something.
No, grateful. Grateful, yes, I am. Yeah.
So I was just playing with you, man.
I know.
To hit up on a few more questions and stuff like this. We got the we intermingle with different races, playing basketball and stuff like that. How do you feel that stuff like that has helped us?
Well, take it on an individual basis. Me, I didn't come to prison as a racist. I didn't come to prison as a separatist. I got a biracial son. So that's not a game I play. So I have no qualms about anybody interacting with another race. So that's not my problem.
No, it's not necessarily a problem.
No, I'm just saying, but you asked a question.
Yeah, it's just a question. You know, I just wanted to see how do you think that, is it better in us or?
No, that's the individual. That's the individual. I can't say what's good for you. I can't say what's good for you as if I can't say what's good for anyone else. Yes, see, as for me, I prescribe to it, because, again, we wouldn't be at the point that we're at had we been doing what we had been doing and all the separatism was taking place in prison.
Yeah, well, me personally, I like it because I like playing around with the Hispanics. They run around, they move around a lot and stuff like that, and I think it's it's good for me, you know what I'm saying? So I just like get a point of view from an older dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm a younger dude. Just see how your mind works and stuff like that.
No, that only answers that question.
Yeah, that only answers that question, exactly. But I see you on the yard. Well, I used to see you on the yard playing chess, and you can need a little improvement there.
Not true. Best chess player on this yard. Yeah, best chess player on the yard.
Best chess player on the yard, huh?
Yes.
I'm going to let you win with that one.
I got a chessboard. I'll be in there next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. For sure. We could talk about it, too.
Yeah.
We could talk about it.
Yeah, all right. All right, I got a pickle jar in there too.
Okay.
All right, I pickle brains, man. I pickle brains.
Yeah, I got a bag of coffee.
I pickle brains. I don't gamble, but I do pickle brains.
So it was good talking to you, man. I see some little questions that coming from a young dude, you know what I'm saying? Some stuff that we are probably wondering, stuff like that. No, you didn't really give me straight answers on everything or tell me what I wanted to hear.
You but there's know. No such thing, though. See, it's if I tell you what you want to hear, I'm not telling you truth.
Yeah, pretty much. But if you tell me what I want to hear, then you also was telling me what I was thinking was right.
Yeah, that may be true. That may be true. I don't know what you're thinking. So I mean, that may be true. I can, no. But if you ask me about this podcast or what the purpose of this podcast, I believe we can go in depth in that.
Yeah, I just want to pick your brain a little bit and stuff like that.
A lot of people do.
So you in college? I understand, right?
No, I'm not. I don't even have a high school education. Oh, I don't even have a high school diploma. Not
yeah,
true.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I don't have a high school education.
What made you think I'm in college?
Oh, it's just the way you present yourself. That's good. That's one of the good things. You
watch
know what
my
saying?
Chess game.
You're a real educated
Watch
dude,
my
man.
Chess game.
You're a real educated dude, but moving pieces on the board is quite different.
No, I'm just saying.
From,
no, I'm no.
Day-to-day I'm, life, you know what I'm
no,
saying?
No, I'm not saying I'm not saying it from that aspect. I'm just saying, but no, it's life experience can sometimes be your best teacher.
Yeah, it can be. We're going to see if that's the case for you.
No, that's I'm not saying. We just talking about life in general. Your chess game be something different.
Oh yeah, we gonna see if that's the case for you.
I saw you play. Week. Now don't forget. We was on that yard.
You never saw me play.
Didn't Twin beat you?
You never saw. No, I never played Twin.
Huh?
I never played Twin.
Didn't Twin beat you
I
in that
never,
building?
Never played him. I know who beat you.
Who?
I know who beat you.
Who?
Al Boo.
Never. Never. You only said it because he transpacked this
man.
Morning. And he's not here no more.
Little man.
Never.
Yes.
I've seen him.
See, man, this is we basing my relationship on the truth now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Tell the truth, man.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Tell the truth. Yeah, I really enjoy talking to you, you know, man. Like, you know, when I see you on the yard, I always reach out and stuff like that. It's good to do an interview with you and unfortunately, man, I'm gonna have to leave you behind because CNN, here I come.
But let me ask you a question. Let me pose a question to you. As far as the podcast goes, thus far, what do you think about this program?
It's excellent. I think everything of it because it's if you're a person that's willing to learn something and it's something that you could really develop a passion about and I always thought about doing journalism, so I think it was perfect. When I got the duck it, I was like, what? Like, I couldn't believe it, but and now I'm in here, it's even better than I thought it would be.
Let me ask you, how do you hope to use your voice in this program?
Not only in the program, I hope to use my voice in the world. I want to be heard on the world stage because I got some things to say, and I pray to God that I be able to do that one day.
Well, I missed part of your interview last week, and I don't know if you were asked this question, but and I know it's a personal question, but how much time do you have?
Right now, I got like 6 years left.
So you have a date?
Yeah, I have 52 to life.
So okay, I'm saying, but so you have opportunity to go back out there into society?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but now do you understand that this is a platform to where you're trying to go to?
Of course, I understand.
So don't waste your time waiting. Use the platform that you got right now to lay your foundation to where you're trying to get.
I think I'm doing that pretty good. I think I'm doing that pretty good, but you the one with the pen and the notepad right now. You know we supposed to get our notebooks last week, right?
Yeah. No, I'm saying, you know, this, because this is a platform to the world, you know, and that's all I'm saying is that you don't have to wait. You have a platform that gives your voice that's going to expose your voice to the world, and so and all I'm saying is use the platform you got to if there's a positive message you're trying to send out there right now, do it from right here, because you're in the pits of hell right now. I mean, you did get no lower than this. It gets no lower than this. I mean, the only place you can go from here is up. Take the opportunity that you have right now to rise up, because you're young. And I say this to you because of that, because it's your generation that hopefully you use this platform to influence. Because, I mean, we can sit here, we can clown all day long. But it's when you get down to it, it's what message are we going to send out there to the world about what's happening in this place and what we're doing to overcome it. That's all I'm saying. It's not to knock you, because I would never knock you, because each one of us are here and I hope to pick each other up.
Oh, yeah. I fully understand that. And I already know, you know, not to sound like I know everything, but yeah, I've been told that before. And I have considered that, and I am aware of my situation and what I'm able to do, what I'm not able to do, and stuff like that. But I appreciate you for telling me that, and I told you, man, unfortunately, I got to leave you behind. CNN, here I come.
Thank you.
Hey, Jody, what do you do? You've been listening to Pelican Bay Unlocked, a production of the audio journalism classes offered at Pelican Bay State Prison and KFUG Community Radio, in conjunction with the Arts and Corrections Program administered by the William James Association. This project is supported by Arts and Corrections, a program of the California Arts Council with funding from the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. For Pelican Bay Unlocked, I'm Paul Gritz.